It's American Samoa's Best Music Mix, 93KHJ. Coach Will Spitzenberg joining us in studio today. Coach Will, how are you, man?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning, American Samoa.
Good to see you. Hey, wanted to ask you, how long has SSY been going on now? When did you start this?
We're going on about 5 years now since we started. So it's been fun. It's enjoyable to help our community with obesity and our goal to reverse obesity one person at a time. So it's been good.
And you focus specifically on whoever enrolls in your program. You make yourself pretty accessible because, you know, not all people or body types are the same, right?
Exactly. Yeah, everybody's different. So we have been focusing on those who've come to the program. And we also do outreaches. So we've done outreaches to churches, to youth programs. Anybody out there wants us to come and do it, we just do that for free. We just go out and talk to people about taking better care of their health, you know, the types of food you should be eating and the things you should be limiting if you're trying to lose weight, get back on your healthy weight. So we do a lot of outreaches. We've done some for different youth groups. We've done some for the government. We've done some for private businesses as well as, churches and stuff. So we're open to come out and do outreaches to anybody who needs it.
How did the last boot camp go?
It went well. We did really good. One of our members now is been her fifth boot camp in a row, and she's lost over 100 pounds. We do some incentives to help people stay focused. The biggest challenge for everybody, and it's including myself, is just the food. And you know it, and I know it, it's the food. I mean, the reason why we gain weight or lose weight is because of how much food we eat, and actually calories. It's calories that's really the problem. And people don't understand that different foods have, not all calories are created equal.
So. Right. So just to give an example, I'm glad you mentioned that, because with the processed food that we have now, it's so easy to rip ourselves off, so to speak, on calories. I like how you are plant-based. You focus on what comes out of the ground.
Right.
Like potatoes, for instance. Three potatoes, that's like a lot of carbs.
Right.
But it's also probably less calories than like a bag of Doritos.
Exactly right.
But the bag of Doritos, if you got to eat like two of those to feel full, and three potatoes is, so you got to, those components I think are kind of important to the equation.
Exactly. So the potato, if you eat one potato per meal, that's three potatoes a day, which is like a potato is, the nice thing about starches, especially rooted vegetables, is 1 gram is about 1 calorie versus, we know carbohydrates is about four calories per gram, but the rooted vegetables like taro, potatoes, sweet potatoes, they're very low in calories. But they're very satiating, so it actually helps you feel full longer. And like you're saying, Doritos, I mean, you could eat a whole big bag of Doritos and still be hungry.
Or even a small bag, a little grab bag. I'm thinking of that. Like, that's like what a small bag of Doritos is like. I'm going to go 400 calories, one potato is, like, what, 100 calories?
Yeah, it's a little maybe over 150, 100 calories. Yeah, a little like over 100 that. Calories, less than 200. So, exactly. And people just like, oh, I'm not eating that much food. You're right, volume-wise, but you're eating a lot of calories if you're eating processed food.
But then, while we're talking about that, they call them, I remember when I did this in health class, it was empty calories is what
empty
they call
calories,
it. Empty
calories, yes.
Because you're left feeling empty. They don't make you feel full. Great example of this is soda.
Yes.
Soda, you can drink it, and I mean, I can have a can of soda and still be hungry.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm usually having the can of soda to wash down my Doritos.
Right. But,
so that's also the double bad, but.
Exactly, but it's also a trigger food. You know, once you drink soda, you start craving all kinds of unhealthy stuff. So that's another problem, too.
Man, you ain't lying. I've done that before, where I just like craving fats that'll have like one little piece of cheese, and then all of a sudden, it's just the door is.
Yeah.
Pandora's box is now open.
It's open. Yeah.
And so
some people, exactly, right? And we know this. Some people actually can eat those and be fine. They'll be like, oh, I'll have a little piece. I'll have a little Dorito. I'll have a little, cookie or whatever. But for some of us, or maybe most of us, you say, oh, yeah, I'll have a little. And the next thing you know, the whole bag is gone because it's a trigger food for us. Once we eat it, it just opens up the Pandora box and we just go all nuts on everything. So
Is it binging, I think they call it. You know, like the binge drinking, like the one guy who starts with like a can of beer, right? And the next thing you know, he's waking up under a car and he's had, he's in jail or something because he drank so much alcohol. And I think the same thing can be said for food, right?
Yes, it is. Food is actually, food can be addictive and there's food addiction. Most people don't know that. But if you are having a hard time eating a certain food, you're addicted to it.
And these stinking companies.
Yes.
And I say stinking because they're so sketchy about the stuff that they put in here.
Yes.
These processed sugars and whatnot are very addicting.
Right. Even the no sugar stuff, there's actually other types of sugar in there. They just don't name it sugar. So you got to be very careful about those, because those trigger foods will actually cause you to go.
That's why I'm into what you're saying, man, where you just got to eat what comes out of the ground. Yeah. The plant-based dieting is the truth. Yeah.
Right. And then a lot of the unfortunate thing, very healthy. Our ancestors lived off of the land and the sea. They ate mostly plants, you know, some meat, which was mostly from the ocean, which seafood is already low in fat and it's natural. And so what we want to do is actually eat mostly those. So if you can eat 80 to 90% of your diet from natural foods, you'll be all right. Even if you slip and eat cookies and Doritos every once in a while, you'll be okay.
You do, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I do every once in a while. When the kids want to eat some, you know, unhealthy food, you know, I'll enjoy some. But most of my diet comes from natural. I like taro. I like potatoes. You know, breadfruit.
Those are some pretty bland foods, though. Do you do anything to spice it up?
Yeah. So, but over, like, if you eat it over a period of time, you actually enjoy it and you actually like it more.
You know,
than
my thing now
stuff.
Is when I get the potato, I get the there's this ground seasoning. Sea salt, and that's just I love it.
Yeah, so I like adding salt to my food, not too much, but just for taste and stuff. So that's very good for you. So, yeah, one thing that we need to really teach ourselves is, okay, I got to figure out which food I need to stay away from, and which food I need to eat more of, and that will help you. And so, but the key, that when it all comes down to weight management, is all about calories you eat. So even if you don't exercise, if you're eating less calories and your body's burning, you will lose weight. It's just naturally, that's how the body works. People don't understand that. And so so people say, so how do I know how much I'm eating? Well, there's only one way you can do it. It's actually, you have to track it. You have to track
it. It's easy now, though. You got that MyFitnessPal app?
Free. Yeah, I got that. Chronometer is one of my favorite ones. MyFitnessPal is very good. So you just enter your stuff in there. And if you're eating a lot of this you can just scan the barcode on it, and it'll automatically tell you how many calories, proteins, all your macronutrients are in there.
Yeah, the database of every food that I think is ever made is in there.
It's in there.
Because people enter their own.
Exactly.
So there's like, you know, other Samoans that have entered taro in there.
So there's taro in there. There's breadfruit in there. There's, you know, coconut milk. There's all this. It's in there.
Yeah.
And so all you got to do is track it. So the first step I tell people, well, if you're trying to lose weight, is you have to figure out how much calories you're eating. Because most people don't know. It's like, oh, I don't know how much I'm eating. Well, the first thing you got to do is spend the first 7 days and just track it. Don't change anything about what you're eating. Just track how many calories you're eating. That will be your baseline. Say, okay, I'm eating about 2,000 or 3,000 calories every week. Okay, you want to start there. And then I will take 10% off of that and then try to eat 10% less and then see what happens the next week. And then you'll start seeing, oh, actually, if I eat 10% less, I lose this much, a pound or two every week. And then you can adjust as you go. The problem is people come and say, oh, I want to jump from 3,000 calories to eating 1,000 calories a day. Well, yeah, that'll work for a little bit, but we all know what happens after that.
Yeah.
The body will fight back, and you start binging, and everything just goes out the window.
Right.
You
might lose weight. That's the problem with this fad diets, Atkins or...
Atkins, you know, all the keto stuff. I mean, it's all calorie manipulation. They're just manipulating how many calories you're eating by telling you, oh, cut out all these entire food groups so that we reduce your calories. But if you can manage that and track what you're eating, that's like the simplest way to do it. And you can enjoy pretty much any kind of food you want. But what I recommend is at least 80% should come from natural sources.
It's an adage I've heard where I'm doing something different, another project, but it kind of relates to this. And somebody told me it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly.
The sprint gives you, when you go all out and do a keto, you get quick results.
Exactly.
But then you puff out.
Right.
You know, sprinters don't finish marathons. They gas out halfway through.
Exactly.
The marathoner has what you're laying out here is a very slow and methodical approach. You got a plan.
Yep.
You know, you don't start right away and you figure out what's what. And then you execute it.
And long term, that's the way you should go. I mean, everybody should go that route. If you're doing like a sprint and you're trying to lose weight a certain amount of time, sprint's fine, but you don't want to be doing the same sprint for a long term longevity. You know, you don't want to eat that way forever. I mean, that's not.
I tried keto one time, and I've heard many good things about it. I had a terrible experience with it.
Yeah, I did too. I had a terrible experience with it too.
Okay.
So I did it for about a month, and I'm like, I can't do this, so I quit.
That's one thing I feel like we got to adjust ourselves to, because this social media culture, like you see a lot of other people, and they're enjoying success. Maybe it's with keto. It's just anything in life or whatever.
Right.
And you're like, wow, everybody else is doing this. I got to do this. Why is this thing that everybody's doing working for them but not me? Is there something wrong with me? And I'm just thinking, you know, you and I are talking about keto, but that's applicable to so many other things. And each person has their own unique.
Yeah. And just be careful about social media, because some of that stuff's not even real. So, but you're right. And people just look at it and say, like, oh, that person did it. It should work for me, but it doesn't. Everybody's different. So you got to find what works for you. Adjust as you go. Be kind to yourself. What I teach our members is to, love yourself to health. That's the biggest thing. I mean, most of us are stressed out because we just kind of hate our bodies or hate ourselves. That's a bad way to start off. It's like, okay, you got to love yourself, forgive yourself for whatever happened in the past. You can't change it. And then now it's the time to make a change. And you just got to love yourself through this journey. Like you're saying, a marathon, not a sprint. It's a journey of life. Things happen. You just got to learn to adjust and keep going. And so that's what our program is all about. So we're running our final season this year, full 6 weeks. We start Monday. So we're inviting you to come out and join us. We'd love to help you on your journey. You know, help you lose a little bit of fat well before you go right into the holidays, which is Thanksgiving and Christmas, where most people try and put on the pounds.
Right. You can send that scale the other way.
Yeah, exactly. So you can at least lose 20 pounds versus gaining 20 pounds over the holidays. So we'd love to have you come on over and join us. That's why we start Monday. We do mindset training. We do nutrition training, exercise as well, and the five foundations that we teach at our program that will help you get started. Finished the year strong. Many people have actually started the year strong, and then they kind of fell off because of COVID and all this other stuff going on. But now's a chance to come back and just look, I'm back. I'm going to start good instead of waiting until January. And then by then, you've gained another 30 or 40 pounds. It makes it even harder to get started as well. So
get the New Year's resolution rolling before the New Year starts.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. And if you can do it through the holidays, hey, you can smash next year.
Yeah, you'll be on cruise control by January.
Exactly. By January, you're on the roll and you're ready to roll. So, yeah, total excited for all of those who want to join us. Please come on over. We'd love to help you out on your journey. And as we talk about, it's the food.
It is. So. You cannot exercise away a bad diet.
No, it's really hard to do.
It is the food.
And it always come back to hunt you. So I recommend that you eat natural food from nature, just like our ancestors, following the Paulinarian way, mostly plants and some meat. Lean meat from lean protein from fish is good, from seafood, you know, local, as my kids always laugh when I say this, like the best chicken, the chicken that runs outside. So
right. No, that's an unprocessed chicken.
That's right.
No steroids in those chickens.
No hormones, no nothing. So
Coach,
so
Will, always good to see you, man. Hey, thanks for coming through. So Boot Camp SSY, find out more details on their Facebook page or talk to Will. You're very accessible.
Yeah, easy. You can find. Also call us 699-6404 or slimmerstrongeryou.com or on our Facebook page. We'd love to help you out.
All right. Thank you. Good morning to CC2 and the rest of your family. That's Coach Will Spitzenberg, SSY on 93KHJ.
Thanks,
Will. Bye-bye.